my friend.
Just tuning in now. This is From the Basement here on WRCT Pittsburgh, 80.3 FM.
If you should fall into the shadows of the deep night, dark and long, I will follow you into the dawn. If you should listen to the wind and hear my voice like a song, just know
You know you love tuning into this radio program from the basement here on WRCT, but the WRTC schedule is packed with other fantastic shows, such as Sango, for guidance through the universe of vibrations. We will be your shepherds, Sango, Thursdays at 7 p.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh. And after this program, at 9 p.m., stay tuned, don't touch that dial, for Viva La Mach. Hey, do you remember that kid you picked on in high school? Well, we gave him a radio show. Tune in and hear the Mochsters spin the best and worst in indie, punk, classic country, power pop, and so much more. That's Viva La Mach, Friday night, starting at 9, exclusively here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. Back to the music on Pittsburgh's best radio station. This is True by Stars from Night Songs, all the way back in 2001.
Try to outlast the we'll be right back.
wanted the old us back. Grown in different ways.
That was Happy New Year by Let's Eat Grandma from Two Ribbons, one of my favorite releases of 2022. Soon, in a few weeks, I'll have whittled down my favorite releases of 2024 to share with you all. We'll be playing cuts from the albums that I can play on air from my favorites of 2024 in a few weeks, starting in January. Now, if you're a longtime listener, you might be familiar with the original billing of this show, which touted occasional interviews with local experts, and I unfortunately found very, very few of the local experts around these parts wanted to be on the radio, but I finally found one after years of being a fake student. Uh-oh. Here at Carnegie Mellon. Here we have a local computational biologist, Anna. Welcome. Thank you for being here on From the Basement.
Yeah, thank you. This is my first time on the radio. Hello, world.
Yeah, Anna is working on incredibly exciting stuff. Literally curing cancer. Can you tell us a bit about that? How are you going about curing cancer?
Oh, it's nothing. Curing cancer? I'm helping to build individualized vaccines. So instead of taking traditional chemotherapy, you can get a vaccine that's specific to your cancer, and then it'll teach your body how to attack your own cancer using your own cells. It's pretty cool.
And I'd almost not even compare that to chemotherapy because that's not really targeting anything.
Yeah, exactly. That's the whole goal of the new era of treatments, is that instead of having these like super cast a wide net and hit everything, we're really going specific and also telling our own bodies how to do things that they know how to do but aren't doing properly.
So my understanding was that vaccines are mostly protection against viruses, and they work by training your body against like a nerfed version of the virus.
Nice.
So that it's it has the antibodies in advance.
Perfect.
But cancer, that's not a virus. So how is this still a vaccine?
Yeah. The real key to vaccines is the part where you said training your body to do something. So
okay.
It doesn't necessarily need to be infectious like what we think of with vaccines against like diseases. It's more that we're using the mechanisms to train our body to do something. So we're just training it to kill cancer.
Why did it? I mean, we've had vaccines for quite some time now. It's been, you know, almost a century. Why did it take so long to think, let's do this for cancer?
It's really the technology now. We needed to use the viruses themselves to make vaccines to tell our body to kill the viruses. But now that we know so much more about cancer, we can kind of make this happen there. And beyond that, can try to use this technology to like fix other things that go wrong in our bodies that we didn't know enough about before.
So the same concept could be applied to like diabetes?
Potentially, yeah. I mean, especially with things like mRNA, it's a new era of building vaccines, and we're giving ourselves different instructions to traditional vaccines. So with mRNA instructions, you can really do anything.
Whoa. Okay. So that
anything
sounds so much more. Inserting mRNA sounds a lot, has a lot of potential for variety compared to individual viruses.
Totally.
Are there could we use this same approach to enhance ourselves in ways that are not just combating against diseases? Like, could I inject some kind of mRNA that would make me run longer, jump higher?
Well, one of my favorite professors at CMU said that if you're working on something and somebody wants to use it in a bad way, it means you're working on something interesting. So,
oh, dear.
There you go.
Have you done anything nefarious in the lab?
Never.
You're not really in the lab, though, are you?
I'm not. I'm behind the scenes. I'm on the computer, and I'm not doing anything nefarious there either. Okay. But if you're working on something that people can use nefariously, then you're doing something interesting.
So for the people that are in the lab, is it a similar approach to the standard type of vaccines? Is the vaccine made of a specific person's own cancer cells?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so each vaccine has to be personalized because it's mRNA back.
Yeah.
So why was that not the case for, say, the COVID vaccine, which was also mRNA? That didn't have to be personalized.
No, because COVID has one DNA. Well, every strain has a different sequence, but COVID has like one DNA sequence. And so we can tell our body, if you encounter this, attack this. But because our cancer is so unique, we need to tell our body exactly what to attack. So you need your personal information about your tumor.
Is COVID a virus?
Yeah.
Okay. Look, I'm not the expert here.
No, you're not, but you're doing great.
Okay. Thanks. I've learned so much about the forthcoming, we hope.
Yes.
Cancer virus. When could we expect such a cure to hit the streets?
That is highly
is
proprietary.
Is it up to the FDA? Oh, okay. Well, I won't
not share with you today.
I won't dig it out. Well, in just a few minutes, we'll come back to our local expert interview. And for now, we're back to the music here on Pittsburgh's best radio station. This is Girl of the Year by Beach House from their album Seven. Yeah, we're WRCT, and we're here to remind you that...
sarcoma, odds are you've never heard that word before. For the 40 people diagnosed with sarcoma every day, it is a life-changing word because sarcoma is cancer. Through awareness, advocacy, and research, the Sarcoma Foundation of America is bringing hope to families whose lives have been turned upside down by cancer they have never heard of until the diagnosis. Please join us in the fight to find the cure for sarcoma. For more information on the work of the Sarcoma Foundation of America, go to curesarcoma.org.
That was Twist the Knife by Chromatics from Closer to Gray from 2019. That was on my top 10 albums from 2019. That's an album with no skips. And I first heard that band, Chromatics, through the station I was on in Madison, Wisconsin, at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. I'm here to take a to remind you that WRCT is supported by Row House Cinema. I'm supported by my legs. Row House Cinema partially supports WRCT. Row House Cinema is a single screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week they choose a new movie theme ranging from classic, cult, foreign, animation, fantasy, and more. Is foreign really a theme? Their concessions feature natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer in the adjoining bottle shop, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at rowhousecinema.com or call them at 412-904-3225. And if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT yourself or your business, you can email pr@wrct.org. For more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities, Row House Cinema does indeed have a lot of great programming. I went there a few years ago for the yearly short film festival for cat videos. That's right, the Cat Video Film Festival. Anyways, what do we have next? Oh, we've got some Christmas music. It's December, so like we do every December, every show we'll play one or two Christmas songs from my favorite Christmas songs. This is one of my top five. The other day I sat down at my desk and wrote down a top five Christmas songs of all time list. I'm not going to tell you the whole list now. You're going to have to keep tuning in for the rest of the month. This is Don't Let Me Spend Christmas Alone, featuring Santel by synthwave artist Mitch Murder.
There's just one thing that I need this year. Two of us, all I need to hear is you ready, I'll give you so much more. I know we've never done this before. Got a feeling that it's meant to be. And girl, it means the world to me if you spend Christmas Eve. So why don't we just stay here? Why don't we share our love? I can keep you warm. You know it's cold out there. Why don't we just stay right here forever? No other gifts, they don't come close. Just don't make me spend Christmas alone. I'ma give you everything you want, babe. If you spend this Christmas Eve with me, why don't we just stay here? Why don't we share our love? I can keep you warm. It's so cold out there. Why don't we just stay right here forever? No other gifts, they don't come close. Don't make me spend Christmas alone. Only thing on my list, me and you this Christmas. Stay here, I'ma give you everything you want, babe. If you spend this Christmas Eve with me,
why don't we just stay. Yeah, we can celebrate all through the night. Sip a little sun by the fire.
It's just it looks so good out by them lights, like damn, I can't let you leave me here tonight without some
We just stay here.
Why don't we share our love? I can keep you warm. And it's so cold out there. Why don't we just stay right here forever? No other gifts, they don't come close. Just don't make me spend Christmas alone.
What's up, you don't spend Christmas alone this year, dear listeners?
So special treat tonight, everybody. I'm here with local expert Addy. He's a local radio expert, and I'm going to ask him some questions about his experience on the radio. So Addy, what keeps you coming back every week?
What keeps me coming back every week?
Yeah.
The people of Pittsburgh deserve quality radio programming. They deserve to hear songs that they haven't heard before.
If you're
tuning in your car, most of the radio stations you listen to, it's probably going to be songs you've heard before, or it's going to be talk radio about something maybe you're not super interested in hearing about. Most of the songs I listen to, I only listen to them once. Most of the songs I listen to, I've never heard before, and I want to bring that exploration to the people of Pittsburgh.
That is a very noble cause. I like that. I dig it. And what was your most memorable show?
Most memorable show.
I'm putting him on the spot. So.
It's hard to think of just one show. So this is not the first city I've been on the radio in. I've been on the radio in Madison, Wisconsin, and I started my radio career in the small town of Grinnell, Iowa. And so probably some of the most memorable shows I've done were back in Grinnell, where we would go in after hours. There was nothing on the schedule. It would be an autoplay playlist, and I would bring in a handful of friends, and we would just play random stuff. It'd be stuff that had just come out that day, and we would sometimes show each other music by just playing it live on the radio. But one show that I always remember from one of my first years doing the radio, all the way back in 2015 or 2016, I had a guest on, my friend Joshua, who that year was actually the Olympic flag bearer from Uganda.
Whoa.
Representing Ugandan Olympics, came in. I was like, hey, you should guest on my show tonight. He's like, perfect. Yeah, let's go on the radio. I just got a leak off the internet. A new song just came out that Skrillex produced. Just came out like hours before. It was the song Sorry by Justin Bieber.
No way.
So it was like hours after it had came out, or it was going to come out in a few hours.
Yeah.
And so our claim to fame was that we had the worldwide radio premiere of Sorry by Justin Bieber.
That is amazing. That is an amazing story. That alone would keep me coming back. What a time.
And so, yeah, it was super fun to just have everyone who was interested come on and play the music they wanted to play, or talk about what they wanted to talk about. And I wish more people wanted to come be on the radio and play what they thought was interesting, or what they thought was interesting to say.
It's not that scary, I'm here to say. It's actually really fun. So
I'm glad to hear it. Do you have a favorite Christmas song?
Ooh, that's a good question. And this is maybe lame, but I was in a karaoke bar in Boston a couple years ago in June and decided to whip out. I was there with one of my friends. We crashed this like Harvard grad student welcome night that we were not a part of. And I decided to do All I Want for Christmas Is You, like in June, with these grad students that didn't invite us. And it was a huge crowd pleaser, and it was super fun. So that, for that reason, is my favorite Christmas song. But I maybe need to think on that. Do you?
Yes, I do have a favorite Christmas song, and I'm not telling you. You're going to have to tune in for the rest of the month.
Wow.
Here on From the Basement here, Fridays at 8 p.m. here on WRCT Pittsburgh. All right, we're going to play a handful of stuff from the library here down in the basement of the radio station. We've got up here Spark Off a Wire by The Knocked Out or thereabouts. where WRCT, and you hear it remind you.
Vaccination is not just for kids. The National Foundation for Infectious Diseases urges all adults to speak with their doctors about vaccinations they need. More U.S. adults die of vaccine-preventable diseases than breast cancer, AIDS, or traffic accidents. And adults can spread diseases to others at even greater risk, like infants. Protect yourselves and those close to you by getting immunized. Learn more by visiting adultvaccinations.org.
Having a good time. You WRCT Pittsburgh, your oil revival station.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/IT.